This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Because the key to success, you know what I found out the key to success is? And I'm not sure I'm the best guy to explain it. The key to success is whenever you disagree with someone, it's okay to question their judgment, whether they're right or wrong. But it's never okay to question their motive.
That was an interesting exchange between Biden and some kid who asked, what is the key to success? And Joe Biden gave that answer. Whenever you disagree with someone, it's okay to question their judgment, but not their motive. I've never in my life, I've been a motivational speaker for 20 years. I've never given that as the key to success. Wow. And what was funny, Hunter's having to prompt him. Dad, she's got a question. And then he was like responding to COVID. But I don't know if he caught it. It's a difficult clip to hear, but he says, I'm probably not the best one to ask that question, answer that question. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm a good one to ask that, answer that question, I'll tell you this. And it isn't because of money. If you measure yourself based on money, you know, is somebody that has a bigger bank account better than you? Do you feel that? There might have been a time in my life where I kind of felt that way. I can't think that I did specifically, but I may have felt like, you know, it was a measure of success as to how much money you had. But I can tell you this, if I wanted to be a billionaire, I could be a billionaire. I'm not joking. If I wanted to live that life, I could live that life. I think the people that know me well know that to be true. There came a point in my life where money was no longer the driver. I need it. I understand. I got to have it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't trying to get all James Brown on you, but I got to. Baby. I got to have it. Anyway, I do need it. But I'm not driven by it. And I know this for a fact because I gave up a really decent salary at Fox. And I could have kept it. And I could have grown it. As good as it was going to be even better when I got a show. And then what would have come from that? More people knowing me, more people inviting me to speak. I can tell you what Bongino's feasting right now. He is a multimillionaire. And he did it before he got on Fox. He's screaming money now. In theory, probably never has to work another day in his life. And I could have easily had that. But I didn't. Money no longer became the motivator. The motivator was doing the right thing. Anyway, going back to what Joe Biden said, what a first-class clown. If you disagree with somebody, it's okay to question their judgment. Like, I mean, are you being stupid here? You can question that, but you can't question their motive. Are you being stupid? Are you getting paid for this? You can do one of those, but you can't do the other. What if their motive, if you disagree with someone, what if their motive is sinister? What if their motive is to throw you off the trail? Don't you dare question it. That won't be the key to your success. That is how stupid these people are. Moving on, they're not only stupid, they're desperate. And Democrats have every reason to be desperate, and they're showing their desperation to you. You may not want to see it. You may not be able to see it. You may be kind of ignoring it. Like, Kevin, I see it, but I'm not sure really where it is. It's there. Let me ask you this. Would you want to live like leftists? Think about it. Even when you have it all, it's not good enough. Philip Seymour Hoffman, one of the best actors in Hollywood, range beyond belief. Comedy, nerd, bad guy, upper class, snooty guy. Amazing actor, amazing range. Killed himself, heroin overdose. Anthony Bourdain said he wanted to poison Trump. commit suicide. You know what I'm talking about? A dude who's a chef goes around the world looking at different cuisines. And on one of those trips, decides, I don't need it anymore. Kills himself. Good looking dude. Could have had any girl, maybe a lot of dudes in Hollywood if he's of that ilk. Never good enough. Black Lives Matter. Still, $83 billion in the trough. Guarantee you, still begging for buttermilk. Name me one. Name me one that's happy. They get money, they lose their minds. Everybody should be listening to me. I knew about global climate change. They couldn't fill a thimble with actual knowledge of anything, but they speak on everything. They think because melodious sounds come out of their mouths, or they can act really well, play different roles, we should pay attention to them. It's never good enough. They've got it all. Mind their business. Do your craft. Be the best. Even when they are the best. You know, the Oscar's so white. Why didn't I get an Oscar? I need one now. Then they make it public. Why? So they can get a trophy. They got all the money in the world. All the adulation. Go anywhere, people pick it up. Want to hang out with them. Does it matter? No. They need more and more and more. Which is why they eventually do, like Bourdain, commit suicide. Or they go live in a commune until they finally get some sense of reality. You know what they want, folks? I'm going to blow your mind. I'm about to blow your mind. Do you know what leftists want? They want to be like you. They finally get a sense of reality. It wakes them up. But that's not as great a feeling as it would be for you or me. When we have an epiphany, we go, oh, wow. I wasn't aware. We're excited. If somebody tells you something or can convince you that you're wrong and you learn and you're like, are you serious? And they're like, wow, man, all this time I've been believing. Oh, my goodness. Really? Wow. I'm going to go. You can't wait to get on the phone and share how stupid you've been. You'll call a friend. Do you know I was listening to that Kevin Jackson on the radio and he said this. I had no idea. Oh, my gosh. Learning something new, folks. Electric moments for us, not for leftists. When they learn something new, you want to know what it does to them? It destroys their bedrock. It destroys their foundation. It destroys their ideas about life. It makes them have to actually consider who they are. And, you know, they don't like themselves very much. Shh, don't tell them I told you. They don't like themselves. They want to be like you, but they can't be because it's not in their core. They're too easily, you know, shaken. They're too easy to follow others. They cannot stand on their own. All that so I can tell you about a few leftists when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know, we know the Democrats' playbook. They still continue to use it. And I've argued with many of them about their dirty tricks. We know what they're up to. I'll give you an example. There were people who will claim racist activities in college, like a noose was hung in my dorm room. I remember this black girl saying there was a noose hung on her door. She feared for her life. They did an investigation, and you know what they found out? She hung the noose. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This happens all the time. Democrats will say, oh, a Democrat office was bombed or vandalized or whatever else. And then it turns out the Democrats themselves did it. They get desperate. They want to make it appear as though we're evil people out to get them. We are not evil people out to get them. You know where we try to get them? At the ballot box. They know that we don't need to go get them in the streets. We don't need to pull the Jussie Smollett things that they do. Another perfect example, right, of Democrats making it up. We see it all the time. It is their modus operandi. It is all they have. Because when you are lying skanks, as they are, I know it hurts their feelings when I say that, but it's the truth. And I could be much worse in saying stuff about them. But when they know that they've been caught, then they start. That's when they get desperate. Not long ago, the Manhattan DA, Alvin Java the Hutt Bragg, said, "Oh my gosh, they sent some white powder to my office and whatever." And you know what it turned out to be? Absolutely nothing. And you know who sent it? Some Democrat operative. And you can tell that what was happening under with Bragg is he was had said he was going to indict Trump. There was a lot of hoopla over it. Nothing happened. So he made it appear as though we conservatives went after, "Oh, they're coming after me, man. I go after Trump. This is what I do." And then, of course, he becomes the guy that, "I'm so brave. Look at how brave I am. I get all these death threats and things like that," where people like me get legitimate death threats. I've never sent myself a death threat. I've never talked about one or made it up. The death threats I would get, I get. The people that say, "I want to kick your butt" or whatever, I could read you letter after letter. They are completely 100% legit. But with the Democrats, they stage stuff. I don't know if you guys remember, what show was it? Up-and-coming Democrat. The guy was looking to make his vice presidential choice, and the guy, I can't remember the actor, but he was in Cousins, and he played what's-her-name's husband, who was a philanderer. Anyway, in this movie, he's being considered for the VP slot, and I think it was when they chose the woman who they found out later had been in some college orgies or something like that. But anyway, this guy was, he created a scenario where a car went off the bridge, he jumps in, saves the occupants, and it turned out one of them died, but he saved the other one, and of course he was hailed as a hero. In fact, he was a murderer, because he set it all up, paid these people to do it, said he would save them both, and he didn't. He only ended up saving one person, but they hailed as a hero, and somebody figured it out, and of course he wasn't chosen to be the vice presidential candidate. I think it was called the candidate. No, it wasn't the candidate. But and I can see the guy's face who played the role. But the point is this. Democrats will orchestrate. They will do things in order to make it. And I'm not going to say Republicans don't. But if you're a conservative, why would you stage saving somebody? If you're a hero, you're a hero. If you're not, don't worry about it. Your credentials speak for themselves. So I always talk about these two masks that these people wear. So not long ago, I think it was a month ago, within the last month, Alvin Bragg, they sent some white powder to my office. And, of course, they analyze it as baby powder. And I'm going to tell you, it had Jussie Smollett written all over it. Alvin Bragg got somebody, "Hey, listen, send me some white powder. And I will blame it on Trump or the Trump zealots, the maggots, and it will make me look good." And all that. And of course, at the time, I didn't think he would go through with this nonsense with Trump. But he did. And, you know, of course, they've delayed it conveniently to December because they think they're going to get him. "Oh, we've got new evidence. The only new evidence we've gotten, the new evidence we've gotten is another bank has sent information about the Biden family. I talked about it in the first hour. There's your evidence. The rest of this stuff is specious. Nobody cares about it. But I will tell you this. I had a conversation at lunch just the other day with friends of mine, and they said, "Kevin, to your point, I'm hearing people who had kind of gone lukewarm on Trump who are now coming back to the fold. They didn't like that Trump went after DeSantis. They asked me a little bit about it. I said, you know what? From a strategic point of view, you think it's crazy. Why are they infighting? Why are they fighting? I think Trump is wanting to say, wink, wink, DeSantis is not everything you guys think he is, and I'm going to show you." I'm just giving you my answer. I don't know. I'm not telling you that. I've told you many times. I don't care who wins. I would prefer Trump in the sense that he's already been there, and he knows the ropes. DeSantis is not ready for the world stage. I think he would be a better VP, and I've said this many times. He would be better off telling Trump, "Let's go at this together. I got your back." Let me get back to this fat boy Bragg. So They said the most recent envelope, which was addressed to Prosecutor Alvin Bragg, so it's the second one of these white powder envelopes, included a letter that used an expletive to describe Bragg's weight and powder that authorities determined was non-hazardous. So another non-hazardous deal. And it says a photo of Bragg and Trump was also in the envelope, which they took to the Lower Manhattan Police Station for precautions. So they wanted to make sure that it had a photo of Trump. So we knew this is Trump people. I'm just going to ask you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, you think any of us sent it? You think that, look, I'm not going to speak for the crazy folks out there. There are crazy people that would do it. But if you're going to send something to Bragg, why don't you put some real stuff in it, some real anthrax? I'm just saying, why would you fake it? If you're going to take the time to do it and go under investigation, why don't you just go ahead and do the deal? Now, Kevin, they can't go get anthrax. I don't know what you're sending. I don't think he's just sending me anything, to be honest with you. And I don't think anybody did. I don't even think the crazy people among us give a crap about Bragg. I think they're more than willing to wait it out. But this doesn't pass any smell test. Non-hazardous is what it was. You're going to expose yourself to fingerprint analysis. They're going to look at the postmarks. They're going to do all this investigation, only to find out that you hired a couple of Jamaicans to do the deal, Alvin Bragg, because nobody in their right mind wants to put themselves through that much scrutiny over a lie. It's just my personal feeling, but I stand by that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Justice Department's unsealed indictments against 28 people said to be involved in the system that starts with raw chemicals in China and ends up as fentanyl on the streets of the USA. Most are from Mexico. Some are from China and Guatemala. President Biden's praising those involved in the arrest of accused classified document leaker Jack Teixeira. He's also telling military and intelligence leaders to further clamp down on the distribution of classified information. The Justice Department and the maker of the abortion pill Mifepristone are asking the Supreme Court to throw out the ruling by a Texas judge that invalidated the FDA's approval of that drug. It'll be a star-studded weekend in Indianapolis as pretty much every person who may or may not run for the Republican presidential nomination will be appearing at the National Rifle Association's annual convention. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you had any access to the substance of the classified documents by either from Mar-a-Lago, from Biden, from Pence, any of that?
Andrea, this is where the Biden administration gets an absolute failing grade. Their position is outrageous. You got Mike Pence saying yesterday as well, he'd be happy to have the intelligence community. He trusts us to look at those documents. You've got this back and forth between the Justice Department, the Attorney General, publicly saying yesterday, oh, he has no problem. That was what he said in one committee, and then blaming it back on the Director of National Intelligence. The Director of National Intelligence blaming it on the Justice Department. We don't have any interest in looking into the mishandling of the documents. That is the Justice Department's appropriate role. We have a constitutional responsibility to see those documents, the classified ones, make a judgment whether the intelligence community did appropriate protection. And if those documents were to fall into the wrong hands, what kind of mitigation we could take? And I am done with the lack of willingness for the administration to address this. Their position does not pass the smell test. We are going to put limitations on what the IC does. I'm going to encourage my colleagues to do the same on the Justice Department. This flipping back and forth the responsibility. Senator Rubio and I, bipartisan, asked to see these documents in September. We got 4 weeks ago a hearing where we got a little bit of the covers pulled back. They said they would work closely with us. They're now 4 weeks later, and we've seen squat. If this was the Trump administration, and this is not a Democrat-Republican thing, every Democratic member of the intelligence community is outraged by this non-supportable position of the Biden administration. So I don't want to, I'm not a guy that comes on TV and makes threats, but I'm joining with my Republican colleagues and my colleagues, Democrat and Republican in the House. This position cannot stand, and their dragging defeat is outrageous. We got a job to do, and if we can't get it through a negotiation process with them, we will use other tools.
So Joe Biden has a still classified document thing that's out there. I got a call from a friend of mine, and he said that they have actually found this person who leaked the classified documents about the war in Ukraine. And I don't know all the details. I'm just saying I heard early on they found the guy. When I looked it up, they still hadn't. They said, we're getting closer. But here's what's interesting. You notice we've never found the SCOTUS leaker? Remember the person that leaked that Roe v. Wade was going to be overthrown? Where's that person? We've never found them. You know what it took to find out who actually started the lies about Russia intelligence? It took a full-blown investigation. And you know who it was? It was Hillary Clinton. I don't even know what the why a person would leak this stuff for Ukraine Are they trying to get us out of the war? Are they trying to get us deeper into the war? Are they trying to show that Joe Biden has a leaky organization? Is it? I'll put it to you this way. I would be hard-pressed to believe that this is somebody who is on the right. And I hate these ideological things because I'll tell you this right now. I don't like the war in Ukraine. I have a friend. He's a benefactor. He absolutely wants this, us, the United States, to protect Ukraine. He says, we got to take Russia out. And I'll be honest with you, he is a historian on this stuff, so he probably comes at it from a lot more pragmatic point of view than I do, because I'm coming at it from a layman perspective. But let me just say this, from a common sense perspective, I don't get why we're protecting a whole other country when we've got a lot of other things to do. I don't get it. Biden said, we're close to wrapping up the investigation to the leak of highly classified documents about the war in Ukraine and U.S. spying. Highly classified. I keep coming back to what, that was Senator Warner, by the way, that clip that we played. Senator Warren saying, we can't even find out about our own president's, I mean, not my president, but Joe Biden's classified documents and what he might have given away. We can't even find out what these guys have done to put the United States in peril, but let a document leak that has something to do with what the agenda, I don't know what the agenda is. I don't know what these people want to do, but let a document leak and boy, the DOJ is all over it. I'm amazed at how fast these guys, the speed at which they can react when there's something like this, but they can't seem to stop nightclub shootings. They can't stop the shooting at Christmas parties. They can't stop the bombing of marathons, but they seem to be Johnny on the spot when it has something to do with Biden or protecting the Democrat legacy of lies. Then the FBI, oh, we're all over it. Or, you know what else they're really on Johnny on the spot on? When they want to persecute Catholics or other religious people. When they want to prosecute parents who want to take care of their children and make sure their children aren't getting, you know, sexualized and indoctrinated in schools and want to speak up at school boards. They're Johnny on the spot. I was thinking about this the other day. I was listening to French radio, and I was curious. Where are we on finding out who burned down Notre Dame? Where are we on that? I mean, we've got the world that should be looking at something like this, right? Everybody should be concerned if somebody burned down this church, this iconic church in Paris. I told you guys we were there, and Melissa goes, I want to go in. I was like, oh, that line is so long. And it was super long. It was coming out it was way out the door. And I had been, but she was like, babe, I'd like to go. And I was like, you know what? And we had our son with us, and they were jet lagged. They were tired, but she wanted to go. And I was like, oh, we'll come back. We'll be back next year. And it burned. Oh my goodness. So, what else? So, I don't know if that was the full clip of Warner, because we have another clip. Is it the same? He's finishing it off, right? Let's play it. If it's the same, too bad. Anyway, there's a second part to what Warner said about Biden, which I thought was really interesting in the sense that it was a real warning. And given what we now know with this new revelation, what came from the Chinese, I'm going to tell you, it might even get worse. I think it's going to get very bad for the Bidens, but I think it's going to get worse so fast. I think you're going to watch Joe Biden fake an injury because he is in massive trouble. Anyway, here's the second Warner clip.
We know how to handle these kind of documents. We've got to make sure if they were improperly dealt with, what the community did to mitigate that threat. And the outrageous thing is we got total access to documents, the raw intelligence, when our committee did the Russian investigation under Donald Trump. And the fact that this administration is not even meeting the kind of transparency standards of Donald Trump you hear what I'm saying, Andrew. This will not and cannot stand.
Well, that's pretty snotty, not meeting the transparency. Donald Trump was transparent. If anything, he was transparent. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. So, another bombshell that's happened with the Democrats. I'm going to read this real quick. Yesterday, we discussed this with somebody talking about this, the potential precarious ethical position of Hillary Clinton's campaign lawyer Mark Elias, who allegedly denied media reports that the Clinton campaign had any connection to the controversial Russian dossier. After the Post ran an extensive story on how the Clinton campaign and DNC hired the controversial research firm Fusion GPS to dig up dirt on Donald Trump and Russia in the Russian dossier matter. Reporters at the New York Times have accused Elias of lying in past categorical denials of any connection to Clinton or the DNC. The reports indicate that not only did the Clinton team fund the opposition research, but that Elias may have been the person handling much of the arrangements. Now, let's stop for just a second and understand that Elias handled the arrangements for Clinton on creating a fake narrative about the Russian dossier, and nobody raided his offices. Nobody fined him. He didn't serve jail time. Clinton got a slap on the wrist. He had to pay $8,000. The DNC paid about $100,000, and that's been the end of it. He said, anyway, now Elias's position has worsened after a report out of Congress that he was present in an interview when campaign chairman John Podesta denied any campaign role in the funding or acquisition of the dossier. So here's what they said. Podesta was asked in his September interview whether the Clinton campaign had a contractual agreement with Fusion GPS. He said he was not aware of one, according to one of the sources. Sitting next to Podesta during the interview, his attorney, Mark Elias, who worked for the law firm that hired Fusion GPS to continue research on Trump on behalf of the Clinton campaign and DNC, according to multiple sources. Elias was only there in his capacity as Podesta's attorney and not as a witness. They said, if this and the earlier report is true, Elias assisted in the denial of any connection between the campaigns. So according to this report, Elias is the scapegoat, the fall guy, the guy who's going to take the hit on behalf of the Democrats. We'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What do you guys think of our military and military readiness? I don't feel like we are quite the military that we think we are. I really don't. And I'll tell you why I say that. Because I'm no longer going to be lulled into this idea that, oh, we got the strongest military in the world, man. You know, because we believe that. It's what we've been taught. It's like, oh, the FBI, oh my gosh, they're the most, you know, they're the guys that come in and solve all the problems. And they're the most, you know, straight G-men. You know, they wear the suits and the ties and they, you know, have the best interest in mind. Or maybe you believe that the justice system has always been fair. You know, maybe you believe that politicians have always wanted what's best for the greater good. I mean, whatever. I don't know what delusion you've lived under, but I'm going to tell you this. I no longer believe that our military is the best. I think we have amazing equipment, and I believe we have amazing people in the military. But I no longer believe that we're the best. I'm not going to tell you who can whoop us. Who can beat us, I don't know. But I've watched this military get weakened since the Schwarzkopf days. Remember when we prosecuted the war in Iraq or Kuwait or wherever it was when Schwarzkopf was the guy? This was back when you could have a big old beefy white boy, you know, do stuff with you, and people didn't take it as a, you know, as a racist thing. And remember, what was his name? The black general? I don't even remember his name. He's not worth remembering. But everybody was making a big deal about him. And one of my friends told me, he says, Kevin, if it weren't for affirmative action, Colin Powell. He says, thank you. Colin Powell would be a colonel. He would not be a general if it weren't for affirmative action. And so I started researching Colin Powell. And sure enough, they passed this guy through because he was a light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect. That's why he was a general. And shortly after that, we get Obama. And what does he do? Barack Obama weakens the military. He chases all the good guys out, like the Schwarzkopfs of the world. And he installs these weak-kneed sissy generals and other military people that never should have been promoted. And by the way, Colonel West, my friend, Lieutenant Colonel Allen West, should have been a general. You know why they didn't make him a general? Because he was too strong-willed. Because do people even remember why Colonel West was kicked out of the military? I mean, they gave him an honorary discharge. He had guys that were in harm's way. They had been captured by the Taliban or the bad guys. And they captured some bad guys, and Colonel West put a pistol to the dude's head and said, "You will tell us where my guys are, or so help me God, I will kill you." And the guy told them. And Colonel West got reprimanded for that. I'm going to have Alan on the show one day, and we'll talk about that to whatever degree he can. But this is the type of thing. Look, I don't know about you. It's like when they talk about rules of engagement. Oh, blah, blah, blah. If the difference between life and death of my guy is me killing a bad guy, consider him dead. And what's funny, when you bring this type of thing up and you talk to people about it, well, Kevin, I mean, I don't know, and I don't know about this, and I don't know, and I go, let me ask you this. If you knew that you captured one of the people that knew where your child was who had been kidnapped, and they tell you, if you don't come up with money that you can't come up with, they're going to kill your child or your grandchild. And you could get that information out of them through harsh interrogation. What would you do? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to speak for me. I will do whatever's necessary. If I have to electrocute your naughty bits, expect it to happen. It's not a threat. It is a fact. I will connect the electrodes with a smile. And that may just be the way I'm cut. And maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. But when I believe that we're here to protect our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, I will use all means necessary. Well, Kevin, we're going to look like the bad guys. We'll violate the Geneva Convention and cry me a river. I don't care. You know what will happen? When you do that enough times, people leave you alone. They say, hands off of Americans, the way it was in the time of Reagan. I don't know how many people we have captured right now that have been taken prisoner in other countries. But I'll make you a bet. During the time of Reagan, there were fewer. I bet it's escalated. It's escalated as we become weak-kneed sissies. It's escalated. All that to set this up. General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who wanted to understand the imaginary white rage, if you can remember that, he's going to step down. Just as we get ready to go to war, potentially, with Russia, China, and whoever else, we've drained our strategic petroleum reserves. We've got a budget deficit that would choke a horse. We've got a debt that generations of Americans are not going to be able to repay. And now, Milley says, you know what? I think it's time for me to call it quits. The military lacks leadership. I don't think they're going to miss this guy, but he is the head. He is the El Jefe. He's the guy in charge. You think it's the right time to get out? I don't know. He's got a personal life. I'm glad he's going, to be honest with you. They say that Charles Brown Jr., Air Force Chief of Staff, or General David Berger, the Commandant of the Marine Corps. Either of those is in line to succeed him as we face a lot of problems in the military. Whoever is going to take over the military, you know what, what they're faced with right now? They can't get enough recruits. Nobody wants to be in this man's military. So, as I talked about the other day, the Air Force has relinquished its requirements. They've decreased the requirements. They say you can be a fat boy or a fat girl, and you can join the Air Force. Now, as I argued the other day, everybody doesn't have to be the fittest person to be in the Air Force or the Army or the Navy. The Marines believe, as a former Marine Military Academy cadet, and partial to the Marine Corps, we felt like we were special forces right out of the saddle. I remember the fitness test for the Marine Corps. It is very close to what it takes to become a Navy SEAL. Now, they never sprayed me with water and made me hold a log over my head at the beach. And I certainly didn't go through BUDS training where I, you know, froze my butt off and they tied my ankles and my hands and I had to do touch and goes from the bottom of the pool. I never did any of that stuff. But the physical fitness of what they make little Marines go through, it rivals any service. And let me tell you, we blew it out of the park. You didn't want to compete against MMA, against in PFT, what they call the physical fitness test. You didn't want to compete against us. There were times we would do a PFT test. I know I'm off track here. But I remember one time at Camp Lejeune doing a PFT test, and the teams had four guys to do pull-ups. And the top team did like 57 or something. Four guys did 57 or whatever the number was. And you know what we did? We took our best two guys and said, we'll just let two guys do it. And two guys did more pull-ups than the teams of four from MMA. I'm saying two guys from MMA did more than the teams of four. We did not have to compete for people. And I can tell you this, too. One of the guys on our PFT team, Ernie Matacotta, I haven't talked to Ernie in years, but he's done well in life, I've heard. But Ernie, it used to be the world record holder for the number of sit-ups a person could do in a minute or 2 minutes. I can't remember which it was. We were beasts. So Marines coming out already have this special forces mentality. And so I don't think the Marine Corps is going to settle for the fatties. But the Air Force is settling for the fatties, okay? That's what we have. Anyway, General Milley, if in case you don't remember that, he was the one that made calls to his Chinese counterpart, General Zhou Chang, to tell him that he let us know if the U.S. was going to attack him. This is the guy that committed treason. I mean, this guy... Again, there's not much to look at, and I hate to say this because I have so much respect for the military, but I hate to say this. Woke. He wanted critical race theory training in the military. And I mentioned earlier, because he wants to understand white rage. Think about this. Military readiness, and this is the stuff that this guy was focused on. I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, he said. What is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States? He's talking about January 6th. Buying into the lie. There's a friend of mine here locally. His name is Mick McGuire. He's a general. He ran the National Guard. And they wanted him to send troops to D.C. for this Fort Pelosi, if you remember, in January 6th. And he refused to do it. And I got to tell you, I applaud Mick, General McGuire, Brigadier General. I applaud him. And I applaud you. Thanks for tuning in today, folks.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.